Hi, listeners, and happy kickoff to the holiday season. Is it cheesy to say that I'm thankful for you? Seriously, this podcast has come a long way since July, and it's only because of the support from all of you. So thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, please leave us a friendly review and rating and subscribe wherever you're listening. This week's guest hails from the North. The runner-up of Big Brother Canada 9, Braden White, is here to talk all about his season, what happened to him that got him to the end of Big Brother, and his love affair with BB23. We also talk about a lot of other things, so definitely listen to hear all of the ramblings we had to say. I absolutely loved chatting with Braden, and I know you're gonna love this combo. Here is my interview with Braden White.
Can you hear me okay? Can you see
Yes,
me?
can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect. Oh, she looks
Hi.
stunning.
Oh my gosh.
Hello. How
Thanks
are
for
you, Queen?
doing this.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course, this is such a pleasure. Wow, I'm just like starstruck, truly.
Me meeting you, I'm like taking it all in. I'm like, okay. It's the queen herself.
Oh my gosh, stop. This is fantastic. I'm so excited to connect with you. You are friends with my friends, which is super
I know,
fun.
so weird. Small world.
It's super fun. We can just dive right in. So, like,
Perfect.
we haven't chatted a ton yet. So, we're also kind of getting to know each other,
To know
which
each
is
other.
super fun. So tell me a little bit about like where you're from, how you got into Big Brother, that kind of stuff.
Of course, of course. Well, I'm from Canada, but I'm from this province called Alberta. Specifically Calgary. It's like this, like, it's not small. It's like the second, I would say, second biggest city in the province. Honestly, though, not a lot like going on here, but you know, it's up and bumping. You know, things are starting to happen. But besides that, no, I really got into Big Brother. I am a big fan of like the US version of the show, obviously. And I've been watching since I was, I think, 11. So for a while. So I've been, you know, involved, deep dived, obsessed with the whole franchise. And then obviously there's Big Brother Canada. And I was like, you know what? If I can't get on the US show, then I mean, this is my next best bet. So then, you know, I applied for this cute little TV show. And I mean, I did some things. I was on, you know, and the rest is history, I guess you
I
could
mean, you
say.
did some things and you got second place. That's, I
I
mean,
mean, living in a nightmare for me, but you know, we take what we can get. We take what we can get.
oh my gosh, that's so funny. So, like, okay, this is such an interesting time because it was COVID, you're like in quarantine, maybe you're
Yes.
hanging out at your house by yourself, and then all of a sudden you're on this show, and then it's like, what happened to your life? Like, what happened when you like left the Big Brother house? Was it just like totally different?
It was crazy. So when we were all in the house, I remember there was like one specific day we were like looking and there was like a lot of planes flying overhead and we were like, oh my God, you guys, COVID is over. There's no such thing. We're gonna have a hot girl summer. It's gonna be a blast. It was like, how great was that? You know, we came in here, had some fun, we're gonna leave. The world's gonna be back to normal. Wow, like this is for the books. And then we came out, they were like, oh no. They're like, still the same, if not worse. We're actually back in lockdown. And I was like, what? I was like, but the day with the plane. And they're like, nope. So then when I came back home, still in this crazy COVID world, it was kind of a shock because you were so used to, obviously on the first day, you're like meeting all these people for the first time and you're able to like give them hugs and you know, dance with people and like be like literally this close to people for the first time in years. So it was simply really nice. But then to go back home, it was kind of like a shock to your shell, or what? Shell shocking. Me not being able to speak, humiliating. But yeah, kind of shell shocking to be like, oh, I'm back in this world again where, you know, we social distance, we wear masks, and we all stayed home.
Yeah,
So that
that
was kind of a
is
nightmare. Yeah,
so
lie about that.
wild. Yeah, it's kind of like you get to like live in this weird utopia where like COVID
Yes.
doesn't exist, and then all of a sudden it's like, nope, here it is. She's
Yeah,
here.
you get slapped with reality really quick.
Yeah, on top of the reality of like being back in the real world and sort of being like a reality TV star. So like what was that like sort of trying to deal with this other new normal that you were dealing with?
Yeah, it was definitely crazy because, when you leave, I mean, they obviously try to prepare you the best they can for it, but nobody can, I guess, prepare you until you actually live through it. So it was weird, definitely, when you are walking down the street and people call your name and they're like, and you think that maybe you're like, do I not know you? Do I not remember you from somewhere? That's always my first thought. Because I'm like, oh no, I don't remember this person from somewhere. This is going to be so embarrassing. I'm going to have to pretend like I know them. But then they're like, oh no, I watched on Big Brother. And I'm like, oh, that's where you know me from. Got it, got it, got it. So that was really cool. And things like this, like getting to do like a whole bunch of little interviews and people really want to just get to know you for you, I think has been very interesting and very fun. I mean, at least for me. I mean, I always say if you didn't want to be on TV and you didn't want people in your business, then I mean, I don't think you would have been on a television show. But there are some people from my cast that are like, I didn't want any of this. I'm like, that seems false to me. I think you're being coy, you're being too nonchalant about it.
But
But no, it was
you are
definitely
like, you're loving it.
I'm in my zone. I thought it'd be a lot. I mean, it's Canada. So I mean, it's not the same as the States. Also, it's a small reality TV show. It's not I wasn't on The Bachelorette and everyone wants to know, what was I supposed
Yet.
to. You never know. Maybe I'll be the first. But no, I definitely am in I'm in my vibe, I'm just vibing with it all.
I love that. And so, okay, well, there's so many things we need to talk about, but your season was really interesting because it sort of like paved the way for Big Brother, like in like COVID world. They did All Stars last year, but that was a little bit different in the US because they brought people back who had already been on the show. But yours was sort of the first franchise that was like, we're doing this in COVID, we're casting people or whatever, we're gonna like just do it. So that is like really historic. On top of the diversity on your cast, on top of like all of these things, you are part of such a monumental season. Your second place is historic. The first place is historic. All of it is historic. What does that feel like to you?
It's very I think sometimes I really don't realize because I'm always like, oh no, I'm just like everyone else and we're on the show. But when you put it in perspective like that, I'm like, wow, we really did the damn thing, when you're there, obviously you don't really realize that the real world implications that you being there or a group of you being there or just being able to pull off a TV show, like you said, during COVID times, what that will have or how that will influence the rest of the world. So it definitely feels very, I feel very prideful, to be able to represent and be able to, kind of pave the way and show that, entertainment still, has to move on, people's lives still move on and that, we're able to still share so many people's stories as well as, represent so many different diverse communities. And it feels really great, it feels really overwhelming, but also very humbling at the same time.
I love that. Yeah, no, that's so great. And so when you found out you were going to be on this show, were you like, I'm going to like, what's my strategy? Here's what I'm going to do. Or were you like, let's see what happens when we get in the house?
Okay, so I was very 50-50 because I know that this game is an evolving game. That's what's so interesting about it is that you can't be very stagnant and you can't come in with very rigid rules of what you're gonna do because A, you never know the people that are gonna be in there. You never know what twists are gonna be on your season and things like that. So I had just kind of a general outline where I was like, okay, when I go in, I was like, I don't want to be perceived as a threat right off the bat. I was like, I kind of want to lay low. I feel like that's what everyone wants, to be honest. But then, I mean, obviously, it doesn't happen for everyone. But that was one of my things. I was also like, listen, I was like, I know a big part of even just making it at least a jury, because that realistically, obviously, I wanted to win. But I was like, if I can, at least just make it to jury, I was like, then you know what? I've accomplished a lot. And so I was like, listen, a big part of just making it to jury is just being someone that people want to hang out with and want to, have around. So I was like, if I can, make people genuinely like having me around and, want me to be there, then at least I know that pull will at least help me also pull myself at least to jury. So I kind of had a general outline, but also I was like, you know what, when you're in there, if things just go to the wall, just you have to be able to adapt.
Yeah, I mean, you were a little bit of like the pawn for a while.
Yeah, nightmare for me.
Oh yeah, were you like freaking out? Like, oh my gosh, this was not the role I wanted to play.
Oh, 1,000%. I remember right before I left, I was like, Mom, listen, like, my plan is to never be on the block. It's to never eat slop. So I was like, listen, if you see me on the block, like, just know I'm probably coming home. And then I was like, it was night one when they're like, oh, like, your whole team's on the block and also you're all on slop. And I was like, oh, I was like, so we're not off to a good start. But yeah, no, I really did turn into this person where they're always like, oh, well, if you put them next to Brayden, like, they'll just go home. And I was like, I mean, do we know that for sure, though? But do we know that
Right.
for sure? You
Which
know, and
I
why is that
guess
be me?
until the end, that was true.
Truly. But it was very nerve-wracking every week sitting up there, like, are they gonna flip on me? Is this the
Yeah.
end? So
Oh my
that was
gosh.
not fun, but I
No,
mean,
that would be just terrifying. Like,
a nightmare,
absolutely
fully.
terrifying. Oh my gosh. I mean, and you kind of stuck to that a little bit. So you laid low in the beginning, and then at the end, you kind of have to turn it on because it's like
Exactly.
it's time to win and like get to the end.
Exactly.
Were you like nervous to give your final speech? What was going through your head when you're like, you're in it as a fan, you're in the final two chairs. Are you like, oh my God?
Oh, very like, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, am I actually here? I'm not like, I always say that if you can public speak, like, that is literally a superpower. So, I mean, if you can, you know, stand in front of a group of people, in front of an audience, just be able to convey your message and really let people know how you feel and really get like your message across, then I'm like, that is a superpower. So, I was very stressed. Listen, I am not there with my words. I slip up, I fall, I do the whole thing. So when I was like, oh, and they're like, you have a minute, you know, to plead your case, I was like, here we go. Like, I've been practicing, obviously. But one thing that I didn't realize is that because there's no like timers or anything in there. So I was just like going off of everything in my head. And then when the speech came, I was like a quarter through and they're like, that's all, Brayden. And I was like, good. So I, again, didn't get to finish my speech, but it's fine. It's fine. You know, we live and we learn.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Okay, so now you're like out of the house. You've had a little bit of time to kind of like regroup
Yes.
with real life. And then you got to watch BB23 at home, which I'm sure was just like such a different experience now that you've
Fully.
like done it. Who, based off of like your experience as a fan and being on the show, were you like, oh, they're gonna do really well in the beginning?
So like right when the cast was like released, like me and like some of my other like little BB friends from BB Can 9, and we made like a draft. And I was like, I just have a feeling that it's either going to be Hannah, Xavier, or I felt like Kylan was going to win. So I was like, those are like my three like top picks. And I was like, I don't know. And then when we actually did the draw, I got Xavier, and I was like, well, he better win now because there's money on the line.
So you are a winner, baby.
And for once in my life, I was like, this feels great. I was like, this is what it's like to finally win something. I was
Oh
like,
my gosh, that
yes.
is so funny. And it's kind of funny too, just the parallels of like Big D being like the gay black
Yes.
icon of the season, also getting second place, where you like, I need to connect with you immediately.
Oh, fully. I was like, it's the way that our worlds really do just reflect each other. When I
So
was watching, I was
crazy.
like, not this. I was like, I really hope. I was like, it's the way that the same thing is gonna happen to him that happened to me. And I was like, we'll both be living in a nightmare together, so it's fine. I was like, history does repeat itself again.
So wild, just the parallels. Okay, so I have to know, how did you get connected with them? Because you came to LA
I
and
really
hung
did.
out. You
I
did
went on a
the
whim.
you did it. You just flew out here and you were like, I hope they want to hang out with me.
I do a podcast with BB21 house guest Jessica Milagros called Girl, It's Agree to Disagree. And she was interviewing Hannah. And I was like, oh, hey, Hannah, like, big fan, love you lots. Me, like, downplaying it, like, oh my God, yeah, I like heard of you, whatever. And then I was like, oh, like, I'm actually gonna be in LA this weekend. Like, if you're still there, like, I'd love to like hang out, maybe go for, you know, dinner or drinks or like, if you have just a moment, I'd be down. And she was like, yeah, oh my God, no, of course. Like, here's my number. Like, let's connect. And then me and Rohan from my season which I know you've met. We both went to dinner with them, and Rohan was very much like, "Listen, I'll be honest with you, Brayden. This is probably going to be a 45-minute dinner, and we'll probably never see them again. So, like, don't get your hopes up. Like, it's just prepare for the worst." And I was like, "You're right. You're right. Like, they'll be booked and busy. Like, they don't got time for, little BB camp people like us." And then we've simply been everywhere with them across the United States.
Literally besties. That is hilarious. And he just, from my few conversations with him, seems like that kind of person where he's like, okay, like let's go in this like with realistic expectation.
Yes. And I was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "No, Ren, they're gonna be our best friends." And he's like, "Brayden, please." And I was like, "Okay, I mean, sure, I'll be realistic with you, but I mean, what's up,
That is
hope?"
hilarious. Oh my gosh. Well, and it turned into like you were on like a Big Brother vacation.
Truly, it really was the BB Can tour of the US with
I
Rohan and
love
Brayden.
that. So, what are you doing now that allows you to like travel around? Like, or do you have a job that you like have, like how Rohan works, like a real quote unquote real job? What are you up to?
Quote unquote real job. Yeah, Rohan is really a working man. He really I really give props to that man because I'm like, I don't know how you do it. So before I was on the show, I was a student and I'm still wanting to be a student, I'm pretty sure. So I'm just like kind of in the midst of like applying for like different master's programs and things like that. But so right now I'm really just going off vibes. I have some saved up money from a part-time job that I used to work at the university here. In Calgary. So while I'm like figuring out like school-wise, and then if I want, pursue like entertainment and things like that, I have just been vibing off of those fumes of those
I love
funds.
that. No, that's amazing. So, would you consider doing school in the States?
I've really debated, but I just know it's so expensive there. You guys really don't play when it comes to school, especially as an international student.
Yeah. So, Canada is probably the way to go.
Canada, I feel, unless someone wants to hook me up with a green card, if anyone's listening, my email is I'm like, hit me up and we can work something out.
Yeah, I love that. Like, do you like living in Calgary? Is that where you want to be, or do you want to move to like somewhere else?
So Calgary is like kind of just where I've been like born and raised. I definitely want to move for sure. I've been kind of debating between either just like finding like a cuter place here. Or, moving out to Toronto. Or, I mean, if I would obviously like to pursue like entertainment, moving somewhere like LA or something like long term, that I think would be like the goal. So I'm kind of just like in this like in between space, but Calgary, I don't think will forever be home, unfortunately.
That's okay.
Because you're in LA, right?
I'm in LA, yes. And we have this wonderful pull-out couch in our office that you are more than welcome to.
Listen, you can't invite me to things because I will simply show up.
No, not kidding. We've invited essentially now everyone from the cast. So you are included and you are more than welcome. No, yeah, we're in LA. And so we moved down from Portland, Oregon. So like
Okay.
farther up.
Yeah.
And then I'm originally from West Virginia, which I don't even know if you've ever heard
Oh,
of. So
yes. I'm
it's obscure.
I mean, West Virginia can't be that bad. We live a Midwestern gal. It's fine. We live and we learn. But
Yeah,
how do you like, do you like LA?
I love LA. I know there are people who don't like LA,
Of
but I
course.
love LA. Like
That's how
I
I felt when I was there.
just
I was
love
like, I'm with my
it.
people, I'm in my bag, like the
No,
sun, the
truly. It's
ambiance, the vibe.
amazing. And it's so like for
Totally.
us at least it's like super motivating and like I just love it here. So please come anytime.
Say less. I will
It's
be there.
amazing. But yeah, that's so interesting because I feel like you have such a big personality to do entertainment. So
Like who, me? Never.
I'm curious, are you working on anything now that you can talk about, or are you like planning something for like the near future we can watch out for?
I definitely am like reaching out to different agencies and definitely trying to get, that kind of stuff in the works. So I mean, always be on the lookout because I really do have a, passion for fashion, a love of skincare, makeup, the whole nine yards. So I mean, you'll definitely see me somewhere else.
I love
There's
that.
no doubt about that.
Are there any other shows you would do?
This is always such a good question because so I've never seen the challenge, but everyone keeps asking for the challenge. And listen, I want to say that I'll never say no to something once, but I heard it's like very, very physical. And listen, I don't know if that's necessarily for me, but I mean, who knows? You know, maybe I would surprise myself.
Yeah, you never know.
One thing I don't know why, I just really feel like Survivor could be it for me, but it's just the starving on the beach for weeks that but also, you know, it might do the body good. Who knows?
Yeah, but like you also ate slop, so I feel like it's you can do
That part.
anything.
I mean, I'm like, if I can eat slop, I can also only eat rice out of a seashell for 29 days.
Yeah, I think you could do it for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm very open. So honestly, any opportunity that really comes my way, you know?
Yeah, I
Wait, would
love
you? I have a
that.
question. Would you ever do Big Brother?
Okay, so when we first started this podcast, people would ask me that, and I'd be like, I don't know, but maybe. Now I feel like I know way too much. Like they would never put me on that show. Like they'd be like, you know, every like we can't ever have you on this show.
I mean, listen, you just gotta play dumb girl. You're like, I
So
have
I'm
no idea.
like,
You're like, what's a
I
veto?
like don't have a podcast. Like I delete everything and like hide
Literally.
it all. I would do it for sure. I am so
Okay.
obsessed with the show. It's like disgusting. I have season 17 playing in the living room like right now. Like if when I finish one season, I just restart another.
Okay.
Like just so obsessed with the show. Would I do well?
I feel like you would. I really feel like you would. I get
Don't
vibes.
know.
I feel like you'd have a really killer social game. And then I feel like you maybe a memory comp queen.
I
But I
could
feel
do
like you'll
that.
but I feel like you can also like hold on to the rope or like hold on to the wall for a hot minute, you know?
Maybe for a minute. I feel like I'd be on long enough where they'd be like, oh, you weren't the first to drop, so we won't put you on the block for that. But like,
That
you're not
part.
winning the comp.
You never know, you might surprise yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Like, when I'm on the show, we'll see.
Of course, I'll be waiting. I'll be your number one
I
fan.
think my best bet at this point, because I do think I know way too much that they would never cast me on a regular shit season, is like, I must become a celebrity to then be invited to do
You want to be on
Celebrity
Celebrity Big
Big
Brother 3. So
Brother.
you are confirmed Celebrity Big
I
Brother 3.
am on Celebrity Big Brother 3. No, but I feel like that'd be
Noted.
my only shot because I can't imagine Jesse being like, yeah, this girl who's friends with literally everyone who's ever been on this show should come on this show.
I mean, maybe if there was like I mean, you never know. But also, what if there was like you know, fans versus favorites?
That would be, I think that would be funny because then it'd be like, oh, hey, friend, I'm gonna
You're
beat
like, yeah,
you.
I'm such a big fan.
Yeah, so no, I think that would actually be a fun season to watch. We also kind of role played the idea of if BB Canada and BB US did like a season, which I would not imagine would happen, but if it did, which we
Me.
can hope for one day, who do you want to play Big Brother against from the US?
Oh, I mean, okay. Do I want to win or do I want to play with icons? So this is the question.
Oh, let's do both scenarios. So, if you want to win, who are you playing against?
If I want to win, then I mean, just based off, you know, their performance on the show, whether or not it was intentional or not, but I'd probably say like from BB23, maybe like Big D, Azza, maybe Frenchie, only because I know that he would cause me a little bit of chaos, and then I'd be like, targets on that man, not me.
Yeah.
But ooh, who else would be really good? Maybe like David. Who else do I want to win against? I'm like, who else can secure my bag for me? I feel like I want to play with Brittany, only because like Brittany Haynes. Only because I
Oh,
feel like she'll just bring so much comedic relief that
she
I'm like,
is
ah,
so
this is great.
funny. She
This
is
is great.
so funny. I love her.
No, fully.
Okay.
What?
Okay. No, keep going. Sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna say like when I went on BB Can, like that's what I was like. I was like, I want to emulate Brittany Haynes. Like she is the person I want to be. She is, you
Well, I
know,
feel
the
like you
best friend I never
definitely give
asked
that
for.
vibe.
Oh, thanks. I was like, this is the girl that I see myself being on this show.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, she is hilarious. Now, if you are playing with icons.
Okay, if I'm playing with icons, I definitely want probably definitely Tiffany, even though you know she runs circles around me. I want definitely Janelle,
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
Rachel, you know, Mike Buggy, Dr. Will, you know, all these like
Mike
BB,
Buggy, I love that.
Ian Terry, I just feel like these really are people that really would, it would be a stacked season, but I'd be like, you know what? Let me try to win, you know?
I mean, I think that could work in your favor because I feel like they'd go after each other.
That's the thing. You're gonna have like all these big fish that are like, you gotta get this person out. You're just like, it comes down to your vote every week, Brayden. You're like, okay.
You decide
You're
the
like
whole
me.
game. I love
Me,
that.
my me already practicing my final 2 weeks. Like every week I was the deciding vote. I controlled this game.
Mean, it is interesting. Last season, we saw an all-star season with two winners, and one of them made it to third place. Like,
Yeah.
what were they thinking?
That's what I was very confused too, because I was like, oh, you're just gonna let her keep going. You're gonna let both of them just keep.
Literally, like if she made it to the final two, all you have to say is, I won this game once and they let me get here.
Again.
Win. Done.
Me, I'm
Like,
like, puts the key in. I'm like, well, you got my vote, because damn.
yeah, crazy. So I do think it would be interesting to see like a really big like icon, BB Can, BB US with
Fully.
like really good people because it's like I don't even know like what strategy you would use
It's very
for
hard, right?
that. Like, I can't even think of like what you would try to do because it's like, do you try to align with these people who know the game really well, or do you try to take them out?
I think you have to like align at the beginning, but then you have to, be strategic enough to be like, okay, I need to get them out by this week, because if not, it's not looking good for me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Would you go back again?
Okay, I would definitely go back. I always debate because I remember when I left, I was like, dang, like this is the last time I'm ever gonna make it this far if I ever play this game again. But after some time, after some thinking, I really do think that it could be possible. So I think I would do it again for sure. I had like a
100%.
blast.
I think you would get at least a final two again.
You really have high hopes for me. I just don't know if people are also like, oh, he made the final two before, like cut that man.
Hey, Paul did it.
But I can't be a robbed king twice. I can't. I really can't.
I still feel bad about just the feeling. I mean, now that you've been on the show, are you like, oh my gosh, was he like crushed?
Oh, I can't imagine, because especially on, was it 19? Which one did Josh win? 19?
19.
19. Yeah, especially when, he really thought, like, I've been doing the damn thing. Like, I've controlled this whole house. Like, it's easy money for me in the bag. I know that's what he was thinking. He was like, there's no way I don't win. Like, at this point, I might as well just, Julie, can you hear me? Just toss me the check. And then for him to lose again, I know that was tough. That must have been devastating. But what I
Yeah.
always say is that, like, I think a bitter jury, like, that does kind of like fall so like on the player. Like you can't really like look at the people, because like managing your relationship with people like is part of the game. Do you know what I mean?
100%. This comes up a lot. It's really interesting because this is something that I was thinking about this season. Like, if Azza would have made it to the final two, I think she would have gotten some votes.
Against Xavier or against
Yeah,
Big D?
against
Yeah, no,
Xavier.
I think she would have as well, honestly.
And I always am curious because she had really strong friendships, and I think that's part of the game. Like
Fully.
in a weird way, it's like sometimes maybe more important. I mean, especially if you get to a point, if it were like Kylan and X on the final two, like jury management would have made or broken
The
that
winner. Yeah, fully.
winner. And so I think it is really interesting. Were you thinking about that at all when you were playing, or were you just like, is it hard when you're in? Because I know for me, it's so easy to comment on,
Of course,
well, I
when you
would
have
do
that.
this, or why didn't they think about this? Or like, I'm tweeting, like, oh my God, you're so dumb. Like, I can't believe you
You're like,
didn't do
biggest
that.
idiot, just threw away his game.
Yeah, but then I'm like, what are you thinking about that kind of stuff while you're in there?
I mean, I don't know if everyone was. I know some people definitely weren't. But I always me, I'm like,
Tea.
girl, some of the things y'all were saying, I was like, y'all know they're gonna choose the winner, right? Like, y'all know that. But no, I was always thinking, my mind was like always going like a million miles a second. But like that's why I was like wanted to put such an emphasis on like being such good friends with everyone. Because I was like, if they know that like we have a genuine connection and a genuine relationship, I know that sometimes they may rely on that, especially if I can't win every single competition, you know? So it was definitely going through my mind where I was like, I need to be very, polite, very cordial with these people. I need to still, even though I'm sending them home, I need to, still make them feel like, you know what? Like, you played such a killer game. Like, who cares? Like, if you're going out, like, don't feel bad on yourself. There's like little things like pick me up that like that they remember when they left the house.
Were you doing any of that like strategically in your goodbye messages to kind of like manage jury at all?
Yeah, like there was some where I really wanted to just, blow up and really just be like funny TV, but also like get a little dig in there. But I was like, Brayden, like you can't, you have to be very, I'm so sorry to see you go. You killed it. Say hi to everyone in the jury house for me, blah, 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 whatever I have to say. But no, I really like, if I didn't care, I simply would have, I think, been savage in my DRs. Everyone, for whatever reason, thought I would be savage. I remember in the house, they're like, I know Brayden's so savage in his. And I
Oh
was like,
my
no, I'm trying to
God.
win money. You think I'm gonna be mean to people when they're leaving? That's the last thing they hear.
Do you think maybe like next time around you might play a bit more of that like savage kind
Oh, I
of?
fully don't care. I've been I just know because I've already lost. So I simply have nothing to lose. You know what I mean? I'm like, I've already not won this game. So I mean, might as well do whatever I want.
Oh
Say
my
whatever I
God.
want, feel whatever I want.
I
I'm
feel
like,
like we'd
and I said
love to
that.
see it.
Brayden turns to savage. Everyone's like, he was so sweet the first time. What happened to
Oh my gosh, that would actually be
him?
so funny.
I was telling Chada the other day, I was like, I know if I were to come back and she was like pleading to me to keep her and I knew she'd beat me, I'd be like, girl, go sit down in the seat. We're voting you home. Goodbye. Like, don't be sitting here being like, please vote to keep me, please. I'd be like, you're done. Vote
That's
ticket,
so
please.
interesting. So with this season and the cookout, I mean, we saw a lot of that, like, oh my gosh, just send this person home. Like they're gonna win. They're
Yeah.
gonna beat you. You guys are stupid. Like we could still have a black winner if you vote them off, but it'll be you
Yeah.
instead of them. Like, what are
Them.
you doing? I mean, X was on the block like a million times
Literally.
and no one sent him home. Were you like screaming at your television?
I mean, yes and no, because I obviously like understand like they like no one wanted to be the one to obviously like be the one to break up the cookout. And obviously when you're in there, like you don't know how people are perceiving. So like to them, they might be like, oh, everyone will hate me if I get rid of, a cookout member. But obviously people from the outside were like, girl, if you want to win, you gotta do it. Just do it. Like this is an individual game. Who cares? Cut everyone at all costs, backstab your closest ally. Like that's the point of the game. But it was definitely frustrating when you had someone where you're like, oh, like you definitely could win this game if you just were to this person right now. Like you're good on both sides, you most likely can win the next HOH and then you can secure, yourself even more. But I definitely understand when you're just like when you're there, you really just only have like tunnel vision and you're like, okay, like this is what I have to do. I don't want to be perceived a certain way. It's also hard with viewers, because you never want to like upset the fans, be, hated.
Yeah, were you were thinking about that a little bit as well?
Oh, every day in the house. I remember even until I left, I was like, I'm probably hated by the nation. This is so embarrassing. I was like, I'm gonna come out. I was like, everyone's gonna hate me. My house has been egged. I'm gonna be
Oh
disowned.
my gosh.
And then when they're like, no, like people like you, it's like, but are you sure? But are you sure people like me?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'd be the same way. I would like, honestly, I'm like a very talkative person, and I think I would be like, I'm just not going to talk because I'm scared people will hate me.
That's what
Like,
I was
I'm
gonna
just
say
going to be
that,
like,
but I'll just like say something like out of pocket, and people are like, "What?" Or like it gets clipped on Twitter, and then someone just like runs with it, and it's totally out of context. I'm like,
oh
"That's not
my
what I said.
gosh.
That's not how I meant it."
Yeah, no, I'd be absolutely terrified of that. And were you like talking to the cameras a lot, like the live
So that was
feeders?
something that I was like, I was talking about this with Sarah Beth, that like that was something that I really regret not doing. And I don't know why. I just like really was like, oh yeah, the diary room will just tell every thought that I have. I was like, they're not, it's not a TV show. It's like those, everything I say is just gonna go on the TV. But definitely not just like being like, can this is my plan, this is what I want to do. Hey guys, like, hey mom, hey dad. So this is what we're doing. This is the plan. We're gonna get this person out and then this. I'm gonna go walk over here and go talk to this person. I definitely did not do that at all because I was like, it's fine. I talk in the diary room. It's cool.
How long were your diary room sessions like while you were like going in to like spill everything?
Ooh. I mean, it would depend on the day, honestly, because sometimes, I had a lot of tea and I was like, so you'll never believe. And then I would just literally talk maybe for like, maybe sometimes like 30 minutes where people would be like, oh, you were in there the whole time? And I was like, yeah. It's like, just talking. They're like, I was like, sorry, girl.
Oh
But
my
sometimes
God.
it's just, quick where I'm like, oh, this is just a thought. I need to talk about this real quick and then move on with my day. So it really depended
Got it,
if
got it.
drama
That's
was going on in the house.
interesting. But you don't get to know what gets on
Exactly
TV.
what's shown. But I'm
Oh,
like,
that's
everything I say, of
crazy.
course, will be on the TV.
That is so funny. Was there anyone that you noticed was like talking to the feeds a lot or?
Ooh, definitely Victoria, who is like, she said she was like a super fan of like BB Can. And she would always be like, I mean, I kind of used it against her in the game, but she'd always be like, see Canada, like this is for you. Look, Canada, I'm gonna do this. And I remember I would always be like, you guys, like, you can't trust that girl. Like, she's gonna do things for Canada. She's not gonna do things for your alliance. I was like, what does Canada want? Think about that. They want a big upset. Well, guess what? That's you going home. So I'd get rid of her now if I were you. I really
There's
tried
that
hard.
savage side.
Oh, of course. Well, because I was like, listen, I was like, it makes sense, But she always would talk to the cameras. And I was like, girl, do they want that? Do they like
That
that?
is funny. That's funny that you're talking about that with Sarah Beth, who has a very iconic, a few iconic moments of talking to the cameras, where
Oh,
she's
fully.
like,
Her little.
sorry, America.
No, literally, wipe your butt with your BB bucks. I was like, damn. I was like, girl, do you want more BB bucks or not? Think you ain't gonna get them this way.
Oh my gosh, I love that she is like owning this like villain role because it is just like just
Hopefully, she's like,
great
that's me.
TV. Great TV. Absolutely hysterical. What was it like? Because you met the cookout plus Derek X and Claire
Yes.
here, and then you got to meet everyone else in Tampa for Halloween.
Yes.
What was that like meeting like everybody? Were you like starstruck? Were they starstruck? Like, what was the vibe?
I mean, I would say I was very starstruck. So, it's very weird when you're like, I watched you on my TV. Again, I think you kind of feel like how viewers feel where you're like, oh, I feel like I kind of know you. Because like I've watched every intimate moment you've had for the past, 90 something days. So it's like very weird when they like talk about stories, but I know about the story because I watched it,
You're
but I
like,
was
yeah,
never
I
there. And
remember.
I'm like, oh yeah. And then when the house was on fire, when the oven was on fire, I'm like, yeah, and Hannah, when you hear your head, I'm like, this is crazy.
They're
But no, I
like,
was definitely yeah, they're very like, oh. I'm like, guys, it was an episode, it's fine. I'm not a creep, I swear. But no, it was very not overwhelming, but it was very nice to meet everyone. I was obviously starstruck. Everyone was literally so sweet. I mean, as I assumed,
yeah, totally. I mean, truly a fantastic year of cast. I talked
Very.
about this with someone else. Like your cast, just amazing. And then BB23, I feel like the Survivor season has just like
Yes.
amazing people. It's just been really cool to kind of see reality TV maybe make a permanent shift.
Very.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Are there any other shows that you really like to watch that maybe you wouldn't want to go on, but that you're just big fans of?
I mean, listen, who was I telling this to? I think I was telling this to Hannah that I am a big fan of polarizing people. So I mean, obviously on a show that like a reality, I mean it's a reality TV show, but I'm a Kardashian stan. I'm all up in the business. I, read about it, breathe, sleep, eat, everything that happens with those people, I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Okay, I need to know then.
I'm listening.
What do you think the tea is with Kim and Pete? Is it
I
real? Is
mean,
it fake?
I feel like it might be like, see, I don't know if they're just like trolling people, If they're like, because I feel like Kim's that girl where she's like, it'd be so funny if me and Pete, like, there's all these rumors, like, let's just pretend we're dating. Like, wouldn't that
I
be
feel like
great?
that too. And like, he's kind of someone who's like, okay,
Yeah, literally,
sounds
like,
good.
sure, okay, I'm
Like, because
down.
people won't stop talking about it.
Right? They really are the
So,
queens of publicity, getting people to talk about them without having to do much.
yeah, they really don't have to do anything. It's
No, and they stay
wild.
relevant.
It's
Very.
crazy. Well, that's hilarious. I also really, it's like my, I say guilty pleasure, but I shouldn't feel bad
Me.
about it. You know, like it's
Very
not, I'm
me.
not guilty of anything. But I do love them. I love just all everything about following them and their life and all of that.
I'm just very intrigued. Also, have you seen Selling Sunset?
Yes.
Also obsessed with that show. Again, it's
Do I
these people that are
drive by the addresses like all the
about the
time?
Oppenheim building.
I am obsessed. Like, I want to meet them. The creator of that show is the creator of The Hills. Did you ever watch that?
I mean, I was like,
A
I think I was playing
child.
junior high when I came. I know. I mean, I was like a junior high thing when it came out. So I wasn't like in it, but I obviously know about The Hills, like the OC, Laguna Beach, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But oh, I didn't realize that they made that one as well.
Yeah, so the guy, yeah, his name's like Adam DeVillo or DeVello or something. He makes Selling Sunset, but yeah,
Okay.
their new season drops tomorrow,
I know, I'm very stoked.
November
There's
24th.
also, isn't there Selling Sunset Tampa also coming out? Yeah, I think there's like a new spinoff coming out.
Well,
Me,
that'll be
you can tell
interesting.
I'm very invested. I'm
So
like, I
we're
need to know
going
everything.
back to Tampa and we're just gonna drive around. We're gonna do a tour of all the
Oh wait, maybe
homes.
it's not Tampa, maybe it's Atlanta. I think it's Atlanta. I
Oh,
think I
Atlanta
heard
would
that.
make more sense.
Very that. I think
We can
it's
go there
Atlanta.
too.
We'll go to both. We'll go to both.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's funny. Well, you could be on that show when you're like really rich and you're buying a house.
Maybe, and I'll be like, this is my only negotiation piece, and I need to be on Selling Sunset. So I will buy that 60 million home that Davina is trying to sell. So
How crazy is that? No, that show's actually so interesting. I like it because it's like the homes and stuff. It's cool to
yes,
see, but
very
it's also
interesting.
like drama, and I'm
So
like,
much drama.
I love it. Like, I love
Oh, I
it
eat it up. I constantly
so
eat it up.
much. Okay, so it's the end of the year, kind of.
Yes.
We're about to have our
Close.
Thanksgiving. You've had your Thanksgiving already. What are you like hoping for in 2022? Do you have any like big resolutions? Are you a resolution
Yeah.
person?
I try. I mean, I always try to set, little goals for the year and then, try to stay to them. But obviously, I'm like, you know what, Brayden? Things are fluid. Let's not get, our hopes up or, get upset if things don't work out. But I definitely try to set like, just like overarching, goals.
I
Like
like
be
that.
happy. And then I'm
Yeah.
like, okay, well, if I was happy this year, then you know what? Check.
I love that. I can remember there's like multiple years when I was like maybe 21, 22. I'm 26 now, so I'm like
Oh my God, you're not even old. I'm
a
literally 24.
dinosaur.
You're too much.
But last year I got my first boyfriend ever, which
I
is
have yet to have
kind
one.
of weird.
I've
And
been
we
waiting.
live together. It's just this whole psycho story. But I remember when I
Oh.
was like 21 and 22, I think it was going into like 2016, 2017, like those years, I would write on my resolutions list, like, get a boyfriend.
Honestly, hot girlies do it only. Sincerely.
Like, I used to write that down. Like, not like, oh, I want to like do more yoga.
Yeah, you're
I'd
like,
be
I don't
like,
want to lose 10 pounds. I want a boyfriend. Honestly, you manifested it. I love to
I'm
see
like
it.
embarrassed that I even just said that, but that was the kind of stuff that I would put on mine. Now it's evolved more into like, you know, I want to create whatever show
Yeah,
or whatever.
of
But
course.
so yeah, I was really curious if you had any like weird
Weird things. I mean, listen, me and like my really close friend, like my best friend from my season, Austin, like really bonded over this because we were both like being as people in the house. We were both 23 at the time, and we both have never been in a relationship. So, I mean, listen, I will simply now, since it worked for you, I will put get a boyfriend. Actually, I'll take it one step forward and I'll say get a husband.
Oh, I love that. That'll be on mine for next year too.
Oh, no pressure, no pressure.
See?
You're like, do you hear that back there?
Oh, I love that. Well, I'll be manifesting that for you.
So if you see me with a significant other, it was simply due to you. I hope you
Oh,
know.
I appreciate that. If I'm
You
not
will be at
invited
our
to the
wedding.
wedding,
You
I
will be at our wedding. I'll
red
be like, and shout
flag.
out to Madison, wherever you are out there. I'll
Right
be like,
here.
because of this woman, I simply met the love of my life.
I love that. I can't wait. It'll be a BB wedding. That's like my dream. It's actually funny. I feel like all my dreams came true this year, and you're included in this.
Ooh.
I did an interview for this podcast sort of towards the beginning. We started this podcast at the beginning of BB23.
Oh,
So this is
love.
like so new. But
I
I
mean,
remember
professionals only.
telling someone, I think it was Elena Davies. I was like, I really just want to be on the show because I want to be friends with everybody. Like, I want to be like in the circle and I want to hang out. Like,
Yes.
I'm obsessed with these people and I want to be friends with them. And now I'm like, check. I don't need to.
Honestly, you really did the damn thing. Like, you don't even need to be on the show.
Like, I don't need to. I'm good. Like, I'll
Like
do this.
before this, I was like texting like Hannah and Tiffany, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna do my interview with Madison. And Hannah was like, oh, like you're gonna love her. Like, don't even stress. Like, it'll be great. Like, she's fantastic.
Oh my God.
Was,
So
ah, thank
obsessed.
God. Thank
Like,
God.
it's actually so cool. I mean, like, Hannah and I chat like often. I talked to Rohan this morning. It's just like funny that, like, I went from being like a super fan who had always dreamed of starting a Big Brother podcast, but like never did it, to like, oh, I'm just gonna try it. Oh, wouldn't it be cool if we got people on? That might be kind of interesting.
You're
And
like,
then I
but it'll never
just,
happen.
like, I don't know. And then it was like, yeah, sure. Okay, I'm interested. I'll do it. And I'm like, whoa, 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 this is so weird. Even like getting you on, I was like, oh no, I have to email someone. Like, they're gonna be like, who are you? No.
It's simply fine. No, I don't think people realize, like, not how easy it is, but like how achievable it is if you just like literally just ask.
Yeah.
Like, so many things are literally obtainable if you just simply just ask.
Well, and like, you're so cool and nice, and it's just fun. It's
Stop.
just fun to hang out with like people like you and do this and talk about like the show that we're all obsessed with that you were
That's fair.
on. And like,
I
I don't know, it's
mean,
just kind of a fun
wait, have you ever had like a
whatever.
bad guess? Not bad, but like was it like not what you expected?
I've had a few that were like, oh, you're
You're like,
not as
okay.
talkative as I like was expecting, or
That's fair.
like, oh, I think a couple of them haven't come out yet, but there was like one where I was really excited to like get info. This was actually a non-Big Brother person, another reality TV show, where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to like talk to you and like get all this info from you. And they were just like, And I was like, ah, this is awkward. Like, and I'm like, I don't write questions beforehand. I don't really prep,
Oh, okay, wow.
in the sense of like, I don't go back through and like write down what I'm gonna ask or
Yeah.
whatever. And maybe that comes through.
No, not
But
at all.
I was definitely not prepared to like get like one sentence answers. So then it was like, oh, I need another question. Oh, I need another
That's
question.
hard.
It was hard. That one was hard.
Especially when you're like trying to fill up like a time slot and you're like, well, it's been 10 minutes and you've answered 100 questions. So don't know what else to ask.
I don't know what to do. But it is kind of interesting. I think my favorite thing about this is like getting to meet people like in real life, kind of. I mean, some of them we do meet up in real life, but like getting to know you is so fun because it's like I follow you on everything and like I know you, but I don't know you. And I think that's something that I love when I talk with people is to talk about kind of like the real life aspects of reality TV. Like, you're a real person. What we see online is like a snippet of that, but
Exactly.
there's so much more to you and you're interested in other things that we don't know about. And like, I like that this podcast can kind of shed light on those things, but also show that like you're a human being who just happened to
Very
be on
much.
a TV show. And so I really like that aspect a lot. Like
I
even just
love.
hearing about like you live in Calgary, like you're a very normal person. I don't know, it's
Yeah.
just really nice, I
Yeah,
think.
no, I think it definitely like makes it more like relatable to people. That's what I always say. I'm like, I'm literally just like you. If not, like, I'm literally just a dork that sits in my house. Like, I truly am nobody. When they're like, oh my God, I'm like, listen, girl, I probably am less cool than you are, to
No, I love it
be
though. Like, okay, so what are you doing like this week? Like, what's your day, a day in the life look like for you?
A day in a life. Dang. Well, it usually starts off with me waking up really late because I simply have ruined my sleep schedule. I wake up at maybe 12, 1 because I go to bed at literally 6 a.m. I really don't love myself at this point. I'm like, I really choose violence every single day.
You go to bed at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, not today. Since I've come back from Philly, I've actually been on a decent sleep schedule, but normally it's like go to bed at 6 a.m., wake up at 1. Start my day. I've been telling Tiffany, I'm like, I think I'm still on LA time. Because I think you guys are like 2 hours behind.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I mean, I don't know about going to bed, but when I wake up, I'm like, oh yeah, it's like 11 o'clock LA time. Like, this is a normal time. Like, this is great. So I do that. And then I have dogs. So I usually take them for a walk,
Oh.
make myself a little breakfast. And then I usually send out emails, follow up with people. I'll try to reach out for different opportunities. And then besides that, I literally just lounge around.
I love that. I love that.
I mean, do you? I mean, that's why I'm always like,
I
people, y'all
do
don't want
because
to
I
see what I
feel
do.
like that's good for like mental health, right? Like
Yes.
the lounging is like a mental
It's good
because
until it's been
I
like
feel
3 weeks.
like you are someone who in the next year we're gonna see get really busy. So I'm
Ooh, I
like,
would love
you
to
should
see.
just take it in, you know, like kind of take
True.
the
The end of this
chilling.
year off, and
Yeah,
then just
take
go
it as it
ham.
comes. For sure. So you mentioned Philly.
Yes.
We're all dying to know. How was the weekend?
Honestly, it was a blast. Big D is a really great host. He really had everything planned to a T. He had like a full schedule. He was like, okay, at this time we're doing this, then we're going to be doing this. And then from this time to this time, we'll be doing this. And like, you feel like it's like too much, but it's like a schedule, but with not like super tight restrictions, you know? So it's like, we'll do this. And then if everyone's like, honestly, I'd rather just go chill at the Airbnb and let's just relax. We're like, okay, let's just do that instead. But honestly, it was a blast. You know, Big D turned 30. Not a great little celebration, but all those little friends and family. I got to meet some other BB alum. I think Christy and Tommy came, as well
Yes,
as I got to meet.
Tommy, if you're listening to this, you can message me back. It's fine.
Also got to meet Kemi and
Oh,
Jessica Milagros in person. Love them.
love them. So, how did you and Jess get connected? Because you are on her podcast sometimes,
Yes.
yeah?
So honestly, she just like DM'd me after the show. I remember, so obviously I'd seen BB21, and my sister and my friend who ran like my Twitter were like, oh yeah, like Jessica from BB21 is like a big fan. And I was like, shut up, like shut the front door, like you're kidding. There's no way. Like, there's no way. And then I remember one time she was like, oh, I have like a guest spot open on my podcast, like just talking about like the episode tonight of BB23. So if you're like, well, if you're like down to join, like that'd be great. If not, like no pressure. And then I joined and I was like, I'm obsessed with you. And I'm obsessed with everyone, honestly.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Yes, I am a huge Jess fan. We just recently got connected
Love.
via Twitter. And then Kemi and I have been connected for a little bit now, like a few months.
Okay.
But I
So
am,
sweet.
oh my gosh, I love them. I love them so much.
Literally the best. And I got to
Like,
meet Shan as well from Survivor.
oh, I saw that. That is, oh.
Me, I was like, wow, it's like not all my worlds colliding.
I mean, it's really cool. And I love that, especially about like Big Brother, because you all kind of have the shared experience, but even just reality TV in general, like the idea, the kind of that we were talking about of like being put in the spotlight, but still being a normal person, like you're not like Miley Cyrus, like you're a normal,
Yes,
you know what I mean? So it's kind of like
exactly.
interesting because you do have this shared experience, even across shows of like, my life is on
Very.
TV for this little bit of time, but then it ends and I'm back in my apartment in like a normal
Exactly right.
town. So I love to kind of see that because I feel like it keeps you all like mentally sane.
Yes, very much so that.
No, that's super cool. Do you have plans for NYE?
I mean, they all have big plans and they're like, come. And I'm like, listen, guys, aren't you guys sick of me? Like, I feel bad always, like, I mean, I always say that I feel like I'm just like intruding on their like little hangouts. And they're like, no. Like Hannah, whenever they're like, oh, let's get a group photo, she's like, Brayden, come. And I'm like, babe, I'm not in your cast. Or she'll be like, yeah, like the thing about I love about like our cast, like when she's talking to me, and I'm like, again, I'm not in your cast. So I mean, but no, they're very much like, oh, like you're a part of the cast now, like you have to come. But I think they've been like, you know, debating between like New York, you know, I think some people want to go to Miami. So I mean, those are always an option. But then I'm like, maybe we'll just stay home, you know, in a
Oh, you're
freezing
st
tundra Canada.
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy. I have we were talking about this on Twitter, but I love Banff or the idea of Banff. I've never
Yes.
been.
Wait,
I
are you like
wanna
a hiking girl? Do you like mountains?
I like
Hiking.
Very me. Very me.
Okay. I like the photo at the top that you post on your Instagram, and everyone's like, oh my God, that's so pretty. Like, I love that. I once, this is like a, I have had like, I've lived like 100 lives, it feels like.
I love.
Once upon a time, I lived in Australia for a year and a
Oh.
half. Super fun. And then I left there because my visa expired, and
Nightmare.
that was fun. So I got kicked out and I went to New Zealand and I lived in a van and I like drove around, like literally I've been everywhere. If you have any questions about anywhere in New Zealand, like I've been there. I lived in a
Oh.
van and I did like one of the hardest hikes in New Zealand by myself
Oh, wow.
because I
Okay.
wanted like the photo at the top. And
Hot
I
girl strat,
like
honestly.
lugged my camera gear and my tripod and like my
Wow.
clicker all to the top because I wanted that photo. Well, it's like 7 hours to get to the top. My
That's
AirPods were dead. I'm like Googling how much it costs to get airlifted off of the mountain.
Shut
Like, I
up.
am like, I want to leave. I don't want to do this anymore. But I have the photo.
So it was worth
And
it. You
that was
secure the
that.
bag.
That was that. And then
That's
that's.
determination.
So that's like when I think of hiking, I'm like,
There's similar ones in BAM. There's similar ones
gotta
that are
make
like just
it.
purely steep. There's like loose rock that you just like walk and you just slide back down. So I'm like, if that's your thing, girl, honestly, book a trip. And yes, we're down. I will simply be there to help you out. I mean, I'll be at the bottom. Actually, I'm kind of the same where I'm like, I want the photo at the top
I
and I
know.
will push through the pressure.
To get
But
there.
sometimes it's too much where I'm like, what am I
Maybe if
doing?
we do a group, we can like all
I believe in us,
go
honestly. I
and
believe in
like
us. Banff in the winter is super cute though.
okay. I mean, if it's a vibe, I'll go for some pics,
I think
whatever.
there's like horse rides, like you get like a sleigh run by a horse. You can go skating on like a lake.
Oh,
It's like,
cool.
yeah,
I'm
I mean, if you like
definitely
snow,
like, I'm more of a summer girl.
me, very that.
But I do like if I'm gonna do snow, it's gonna be like real, like Canadian snow.
Yeah,
I
you
don't
want like
want
zero
the
to
like,
100.
yeah, I don't want like nothing on the ground and it's just cold and gross. I
Very
want
that.
like beautiful snow.
Okay, noted.
So,
So you probably would like Banff. I
yeah.
mean, maybe it'd be a cute winter honeymoon after the honeymoon, you know?
I like that.
That's
We do
just
like
putting
a
thoughts out
joint
there.
honeymoon after our joint wedding. Is that what I'm hearing?
Perfect. I honestly, I mean, you're trying to get married next year. I guess I'm also. So I guess we'll just simply work. I'm like 2023, we'll both get married, have a joint wedding, somewhere hot, and then we will
Yes.
also have a cold destination as well.
I love all of this. Everything that's
It's
happening.
and it simply has to happen now. I'm like,
Has
you're
to
locked
happen.
in.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, I like to do this because I like to pretend that one day I will be Julie Chen. Do you have
My
any
dream.
final thoughts?
My final thoughts. I mean, thank you so much for having me. Thank you to everyone who's, tuning in. And listen, I think that one thing that everyone needs is to be their biggest supporter. So remember to always champion yourself because that's something that I really learned in that Big Brother house.
Oh, I love that. Wait, now I have more questions.
Oh, I'm like, well. We'll edit it all together. We'll edit it together. This will be before I answer the final question.
Mean, well, now I'm like, well, what else did you learn? Like, did you learn? I mean, because you are, I mean, I'm young, but you're also young. Were there any like monumental life lessons that you were like, wow, I really took that from like maybe something someone else said or just the experience?
I think, yeah, definitely being like your biggest supporter because I think that we do like live in a world where it's like very easy to just like get down on yourself and you're like, ah, like that person's like so great. But when you're in the house, like realistically, like, yes, you have like friends, you have an alliance, but like everyone's there for themselves. And so, like, at the end of the day, like, you have to be your biggest supporter. Like, you have to be the one that's like, you know what, Brayden, no, you can do this. You can win. Like, this is how you're going to do it. So, I think that's something I learned. I also learned, being on the block so many times. You really do learn how to pitch like yourself and like your qualities and what you're good for someone else, which I think is like a good like business life skill. I'm like, did I go to business school for 3 months? Because damn.
No, I love that. That's actually so good to like know what value you add and like,
yeah, be able to like go to different people and be like, this is why I'm good for you. I said what I said. Also, the last thing is to be able to have hard conversations. Because when you have to tell someone like, you don't have my vote, sorry, like I'm ending your dreams and you're going home. Like, that's hard. That's tough.
Oh my gosh. That's actually so interesting. I saw, or maybe I read or listened to this thing where it's like in Big Brother, it's really interesting because you are essentially like everyone in the house is after the prize money. Yeah. And you are one by one, like killing that person's dream. Yeah. And then you leave and you're like all friends.
Yes. It's very like strange.
Kind of interesting. Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, remember when you sent me home and I didn't win money and you crushed my dreams and my soul? Yeah, me too. Haha, what are you doing on Friday? You want to go for lunch? Like, it's very that.
Like, I think about that a lot when they're like all hanging out with like X. And I'm like, dang, like, are they making him like buy dinner? Like, what's the vibe?
I definitely think people obviously like poke fun at him where they're like, hey, you won the whole thing. You can afford this. So, you know, you better be paying. But no, I think it's just like, you create such like genuine friendships that like you realize that it's like a game at the end of the day. As long as you know it doesn't get personal, then I think everyone's fine.
Yeah. And how do you, sorry, we said we were ending this forever.
Always. Me never setting up.
How do you like take things now or like when you watch like the BB23 cast or past seasons, like how do you make sure that like game stays game and then regular life is that?
Regular life. It's definitely hard. And I feel like the line is definitely like blurred a lot of the time. But I think it's just like when you have to, what I always do is like put yourself in like their shoes and think about like in that moment. Obviously, like we're all big personalities. We're all, you know, it's a TV show. So obviously we're going to say like crazy things. Like it would be boring if everyone was like, honestly, I love you so much. Bye. Like, sorry to send you home. Like, if it was like that every week, people would be sick and tired of it. Like, it would get no ratings. No one would be into it. So I get, like, the aspect. I think it's, like, you always have to remember that, like, this was a TV show. And that, obviously, they said things in the heat of the moment. And I think if people own up to things, then I think, like, that is what makes it, like, the easiest. If someone's like, you know what? I did say something that was kind of, you know, out of pocket. Maybe not the most, you know, respectful thing. Then I think it's fine to be like, you know what? I accept your apology. That was definitely just game. But I think just like when you're there, just realizing that like, remember that everything you say technically like will, could get back to that person. So
yeah,
I always say like, don't say things about someone you wouldn't want to hear about yourself.
I like that. Wow.
Alas.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for doing this. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Come back anytime.
Again, you can extend the offer because I literally be like, so Madison, what are you doing on Friday? Because
no, I'm free. Not joking. Like, it's funny because we are very similar. I'm like, yeah, hit me up. Like, anytime. Like, oh, you already booked a flight. Oh, you're at LAX right now. I'll come get you. Yeah,
I'm like,
you.
Knocking on the door. I'm like, babe, I'm outside. Like, you gotta let me in. I'm like, do we go to the Grove? Do you wanna go shopping? What if we hit up the pier?
I love it. Let's go. I would love for you to take me shopping, actually. That would be...
Honestly, I am down.
That would be I a know fun that, time.
Because when I was in LA, you did Chada's interview. And she was like, yeah, we're going to film TikToks. And I was like, what? I was like, you're filming TikToks with an interviewer? I was like, who is this girl? She seems so cool.
Yeah, look, was I trying to get invited to Todrick's house? I will not admit that. At all. But I've never
like,
said
if we
that.
Just, you're like, what if we just go back to Todrick's and film the TikToks?
So what if we just did the interview at Todrick's house?
Like, if that's okay with you.
I was trying so hard while you all were here to like not be a psychopath, but also like land some interviews. So yeah, there were moments where I was like, do I just like message every single person that's there? Or do I like sprinkle it over time? I just couldn't decide.
Honestly, hindsight's 2020. probably if you would have just messaged all of them, they would have been like, just come to Todrick's. It'll be easier. We'll just do it on one day.
Yeah, it's true. And I will say Kylan's interview just came out and he will be the first to admit that scheduling that was an absolute pain.
me, I felt so bad myself. I was like, not me, never answering this poor woman.
A breeze. Kylan was like, yeah, we were like tweeting at each other and then we were DMing on Twitter. And then he was like, here's my number. And we were like texting, but he was like bopping around the country. Yeah, it was like,
that's a lot.
I'm never going to get you. But yeah, I was trying to be respectful of you guys had just, well, you had just arrived. They had just gotten out of
you're
the house.
You're too sweet.
I was like, I don't want to be like, even when I like emailed, I was like, if you want to go home and chill and then call me, like, that's fine.
That's a sweet, yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of interesting. Now I'm probably going to be like, hey, you just got out of the house and I'm ready. Here's the link. Just log on to this.
It's because that's how everyone else was. You know what I mean? Like, you were very sweet, very patient.
I was too nice.
Other interviewers are like, it's been 5 minutes. Like, where are you? Like, we would like to see your interview. So let's go. And you're like, it's fine. Take a week. Take a month. Take a year. Get back to you when you're ready.
Let me know. No, literally. I'm like, there's a couple house guests who are like, I'm just super busy right now. I'm like, cool. Well, we can just do your recap before BB24.
Right? Or maybe mid-season BB24. You know, we'll do like your first impressions as well as your game wrap up.
Yeah, totally. No, it's so funny. It is really interesting. And I think part of that is there's certain people from Cass, you, Rohan, yeah, and Hannah, that I've like also just connected with and like become friends with, that I'm like, I'm glad I'm not like a psycho. Like,
it's the millennial Gen Z bridge, you know?
Yeah, totally.
We really do just get each other, you know? We're for the girlies, you know?
I love it. Well, okay. Well, we'll be seeing you soon, whether that's in LA or in Canada. And I can't wait, but I really appreciate you taking the time and we'll be chatting.
Oh, fully. Thank you again.
Yeah, of course. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Our music is by Harrison Amer. Our executive producer and host is Madison McGee.
Our producer and co-host is AJ Christensen. And our associate producer is Emily Jacques.